This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Tuesday, the 19th of October. Messages sent to London by the British ambassador to Afghanistan have cast doubt on the government's claim that the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country was a surprise. In June, Sir Laurie Bristow sent a telegram predicting that the Taliban would escalate its campaign once Western withdrawal was irreversible. As the Times investigations editor Dominic Kennedy explains, he sent another in early August.
Our ambassador in Kabul telegrammed, "The gloves are off. The Taliban have launched assaults on at least four major cities and threaten many more. Afghan security forces will not be able to hold them back. We are entering a new, dangerous phase of the conflict."
Days later, the then Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab went on holiday. Former Foreign Secretary Lord Haig says the telegrams reveal warnings were there, even if the end result could not have been changed.
What could have been changed, however, is being readier for the consequences of that and being readier to evacuate people. And I think this is additional evidence that the government could and should have been readier.
Sources close to Mr. Raab have suggested the messages represented a fraction of the advice he received. A former government chief scientific advisor has criticised the speed of the COVID booster rollout, describing it as going extremely slowly. Sir David King's comments come as new coronavirus infections have been above 40,000 for almost a week. Cabinet Office Minister Anne-Marie Trevelyan says she's confident the programme will speed up.
So we've seen, I think, over 3 million take up the booster jab already, and children, of course, through schools are getting theirs. So we're encouraging all those who are vulnerable, anyone like me who's over 50, please do make sure that you get your booster jab.
In an attempt to move people off gas boilers onto low-carbon heat pumps, the government's to offer households in England and Wales grants of £5,000. It set a target for all new heating systems to be low-carbon by 2035. And speaking to Times Radio Breakfast, Cabinet Minister Anne-Marie Trevelyan said the sooner people switch, the quicker industry will change.
What we will see, I have no doubt at all, as these commitments from citizens come through, is huge innovation in this sector like we're seeing in so many others, in offshore wind, in solar, and many, many other areas of decarbonisation solutions. Our great scientists and indeed the investors are looking to help solve the decarbonisation challenge.
The chair of the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee has said there's no point for the UK and Ireland to bid to host the 2030 World Cup.
Frankly, I don't know anyone within the upper echelons of either government or sport who frankly believes this is a real goer. So why are we wasting the money?
Julian Knight's been speaking as the committee looks into the costs and feasibility of the bid, a day after England were handed a stadium ban for violence at the Euro 2020 final. He's told TalkSport those scenes will have put to bed any hope of hosting 2030.
The fear of crush injury, the fact that these ticklish fans had got through the barriers, the complete lack of proper stewarding, and also, frankly, the lack of organisation along Wembley Way, and just the drunkenness. It was a shaming episode for our country.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.